Extry, tell all about it. It's Dave's Big Dictionary. Dave's Big Dictionary, it is here on the Dave's Gone By radio program of the stream. The idea is I use the segment extemporaneously to kind of talk about my life and one impetus, one road into that convoluted path is through a word in the dictionary that my wife randomly picks every time we do this segment. Well, the word that she picked for this Saturday, May 12th, 2018, is hue, H-U-E, hue. The noun form means a gradation of color or an attribute of colors that permits them to be classified as red, yellow, green, blue, or some color in between them, cyan, whatever the hell cyan is, or magenta, which has a Rocky Horror connotation to it. And you can use it in the adjective form hued, a brightly hued blanket, for example. So that's my word. I've got to think about how I'm going to talk about or use the word hue in terms of my life, my thoughts, my anecdotes, or what have you. I thought this would be easier than it turned out to be. I guess I don't live a particularly colorful life, which is really the truth. So what stories can I tell about color? Well, one of them is kind of amusing. It has to do with my late uncle, Lester. And if I forget any aspect of this or I get something wrong, my wife is listening, I know, to the show, so she can chime in because she knows this story too. But the real fun part of my wonderful Uncle Lester, who was married to my Aunt Bonnie, who's still very much alive and well, is that he was called up for service in the United States. I guess it was the Army. He was a regular Army person during the Vietnam War. And so he served there in the, I guess it would have been the late 60s, early 1970s. He served honorably, and he saw, unfortunately, some action. And in fact, I thoroughly believe that he was exposed to chemicals there that contributed to a blood disease that killed him about 20, 30 years later. No one can prove this. I don't know, whatever, but somewhere out of nowhere, in a way that was not genetic, he came down with something, and I thoroughly believe he caught it in Vietnam and caught it from whatever shit we were spraying on trees there in the rice paddies of Da Nang. Okay, but the funnier, the happier part of that story is that my Uncle Les, he always wore glasses. He did not have the best vision, and he was colorblind, which meant he couldn't tell, I guess, red from blue or blue from green or red from green, whatever color blindness denotes, which should keep you out of the military, or at least it did back then, because they need you. If you're defusing a bomb and they're telling you, well, you need to unpluck the green wire and don't touch the red one, you kind of need to know which wire you're unplucking. So he goes up and for the physical and the exam and tells him, hey, I'm colorblind. And they didn't care. They took him. And the fun part was, I forget whether he was a driver or if he was, whatever he was doing, it actually had to do, this is military intelligence for you, is why George Carlin called it an oxymoron. But they had him doing stuff in the Army where color was a factor, where he actually had to decide whether something, it had to do with lights or things he was putting together, where it mattered whether this was blue or red or this was green or purple or yellow, and yet he somehow managed, because I guess you get, if you don't see the actual color, maybe there's a saturation of how gray something is versus how lighter it is. So that's kind of my first part of using hue of my uncle, who could not see hues and yet was thrown into a situation where he should have been able to. Kind of fun, amazing, true kind of story. I don't know what the other thing I would talk about that, except is that I'm reminded forever of how useless I am when it comes to certain sciences, notably physics, which I should have failed in high school, except the professor curved all of us. If he hadn't, I think half the class would have failed. Should have taken AP history, should have taken another language, and it brought my high school GPA down. I couldn't get it. I couldn't handle the word problems. I couldn't put the things together. Just didn't know one bit about, I think maybe 20% of the curriculum stayed with me and resonated with me, and then I figured out and got in physics when I took it in high school. Could not latch my mind around it. Could not even a year later, when I was in high school, when I was in college at NYU, and we were all forced to take a math or a science. And I thought, hey, I've already taken a physics. I sucked at it, but I passed. Now I'll take another physics course. It's just half a year instead of a full year. Most of it will be stuff I've already studied. Maybe I'll get through it. And I didn't want to take higher maths in terms of, because geometry, I'm useless also. Anything spatial relations, angles. I loved algebra, and trig was okay, although the trig part was shapes, not so much. Word problem, not so much. But better physics than that. And at NYU, they designed a specific course for all us artsy-fartsy people, people who were going to go on to be the next Scorsese, the next Paul Mazursky, Woody Allen, Orson Welles. It was called Light and Color in Nature and Art. And so it was specifically for people to learn about lenses and the way if you use this kind of film stock and what color looks like in certain lights and using gels and how, and also how light works. It was theoretical as well as to some extent practical. It was a sensible kind of physics course for people in the arts. And again, everybody would have failed. Half the class would have failed if the professor hadn't curved. But since I already knew some stuff going in, and there was also more stuff with cool lasers and things, there I think I got a 70-something instead of the 65 that I got in high school. But the point was, even then, whether it was in high school, whether it was a year later in college, when it came to stuff about colors and prisms and the way the addition and subtraction and the way colors work and on the spectrum from yellow and green and ultraviolet and minus, if you combine this color with that color, it takes another color out, and here's the percentage of color that it's removing. I'm like, black is the absence of color, white is all colors. Okay, get that. Anything in between that is mathematical, gone. So you figure I would get a little bit smarter as the years passed. I was still a kid. I was in my early 20s, late teens, actually, going to NYU and trying to suss all this color stuff out. Never had to think about it. I didn't really get into film, unfortunately. I did not become the next, well, I always wanted to be, there was never a problem for 30 years when I said I wanted to be the next Woody Allen. Now, if I want to say I wanted to be the next Woody Allen, people will look at me and it's like, oh, really? So you like 10-year-old daughters? I'm like, okay, no, maybe not the next Woody Allen, maybe the next Bergman, okay? The next, not that big a fan of Truffaut. The next Wes Anderson, fine, what have you. So I'm taking the master's degree here at UNC, because, I get free tuition because my wife's a professor here, blah, 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 and I'm taking theater courses. It's theater education, and part of that is also about producing theater. So here you go. There's the plastics of theater. There's design, and there's costuming, and there's lighting, and we have a professor. And once again, he's holding up colored wheels, showing us, like, this is minus 45, and you put this gel in front of this gel, and you notice how then you get this color, because if you subtract this from this, you get, and I'm literally, now I'm in my mid to late 40s, and I'm even dumber than I was in my late teens. I'm literally praying that there's no actual test on this, and then I never have to explain it to any teenagers that I have to teach, if I ever teach a theater course in design, if I ever have to direct, I'll leave somebody else to do the gels and the lighting pattern. Because if I want to do that, I'll take a lamp, I'll take some gels, I'll go whoop, whoop, I look, and I'll see, oh, that's okay, I like the way this looks, let's dim that when we get to this line, and I'm good. I don't need to know the theory. I don't want to know the thing. We talked, Hansel talked about God before. Let God deal with the theory of color and hue. Leave me out of it. Just let me look and appreciate it. Okay? If there's a certain ratio of color frequencies and waves and vibrations going into my eyeballs that make me see and perceive color a certain way that may actually be different from the way somebody else, that's fascinating. I don't give a shit. It's just, let the color be there. Let me enjoy it. I'll stay with the color, and the math can stay with hue. Get it? Little pun there. Hue, H-U-E. Okay.